podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome to the Rangers Rabble podcast. It is JD here, and look, it's just a double date tonight. What is going on, Alex? Are you alright, mate?
Well, yeah, I'm alright. I said to the boys that I wanted you all to myself, so.
Yeah, I think they all do, don't they? And they wanna look at me. Handsome fucker. Just welcome everybody on. It was an interesting, fantastic result. Fantastic result there for Rangers. Rangers 5, Hearts 0. We're just going to do a quick match reaction. It's been all changed today, who's on, who's not on. People getting last-minute tickets to go to the games and stuff. So it's left Alex and I to do the reaction. We are a lot happier, Alex, aren't we?
Before
I come to Alex, we are happier than where we've been in the last few days.
Yeah, big time, yeah.
Brilliant. And folks, thanks for joining us. I see everybody's already in the comments. Our usual friends are there. So hello, good evening. And we'll just kick off. We did have Scotty from, they've started up a new London Rangers supporters club, and Scotty's one of the members or one of the boys in the board of it. So Scotty was going to come on, but it just was too much. It looked too rowdy, didn't it, Alex? We just couldn't hear him. He couldn't hear us.
Yeah. He'll be happy with the shout out for the London loyal. So
yeah, it looks like a cracking supporters club. So hello and good evening to everybody. If you've said hi already in the comments, apologise. I can't pull up because it's already pretty intense in the chat already. So it's not a halo on my head. It is my light. It does my nothing because it makes me look even balder on my arm. And let me just kill that. There we go. Alex, Rangers 5, Hearts 0. Initial impression?
I thought there was a lot more bite, a lot more, you know, we actually wanted it. And I think it goes to show big time how reactionary we are, because we'll be delighted today. And we were obviously so disappointed. Yes, it was a poor result, but, you know, that's how quick. And I think it also shows that, personally, our players look up for a title race. Because that's the message you send against Hearts. Such a big win is crucial.
Before we skip on right, the starting 11s and everything, I just want to jump in with Wolf, because Wolf's making a wee comment here, but are we disappointed with Hearts? Did Hearts turn up today, or did we just really play well in spells?
I don't know. I think that's a bit disrespectful
to Rangers. Sorry, Alex, did we allow Hearts to play today?
Yeah, that's it. I think it's a bit disrespectful, because I think Rangers actually didn't allow Hearts to get up to their usual standards. You know, if you're a bit passive for 10 minutes and even you get a couple of chances and Hearts get away with it, they get up to the standard, you know, they maybe get a scrappy fight into it. And you know, Hearts were never going to be at their best attacking football, because that's not what you do when you come to Ibrox. Hearts are looking for a scrappy result, and if anything else is a bonus to them. So I think they came with the initial plan to, you know, see off the attack and maybe try and get Ibrox on Rangers' backs if there wasn't an early goal, which you could see every misplaced pass until the first goal went in and then until the second goal went in. So
it's almost a similar kind of performance to what happened on Wednesday. Aldo was saying that in the comments, but I'll just say hi to Aldo. Aldo was saying there, I put the comment up, that we would have took 1-0 today. It was about getting the 3 points, but we played really, really well. John Lundstrom's name has been mentioned a couple of times in the comments. We'll maybe speak about John Lundstrom in a minute. I think he came in and played quite well. We'll speak about a few players, because we got a few players in today in starting that made a massive difference, or a big impression, should we say. But if we go back to the starting lineup, Alex, were you surprised? We were surprised to see Lundstrom in there, weren't we?
Surprised, yes, but I wasn't horrified or anything. I actually really like Lundstrom when he's not in the defensive role. I actually think he's a really good player. We saw that last time against Hearts. Obviously, he scored our goal. Well, last time at home against Hearts, he scored the goal. I was surprised, but positively surprised. The other one was Arfield, especially as the game starts and you see him playing out on the right. And Aribo was in the middle, which I was happier to see it that way around, than Aribo out on the right. And then once the game got started, you know, Arfield started kind of phasing in and out just because he's not got a pace. But he was still, you know, he had a massive impact. I was happy with the starting lineup. a lot happier having Balogun at centre back because he's just more physical. He wins his 50-50s. He wins his battles. And I'm glad, you know, Borna got dropped, Kamara got dropped, because they both put in poor performances. And like Gio said, that he was going to take Wednesday into his thoughts for the starting squad, and I'm glad he did.
Just touch on CGM's comment here. It is certainly quality over quantity tonight. By the way, we do the schedule for like 2 weeks ahead. It used to be a month's schedule we'd do, and we had like six bodies on this. And for whatever has happened, it's just whittled down to me and Alex tonight. So, but it definitely is quality over quantity. We can fly out the blocks, Alex, didn't we? I mean,
yeah.
Kent Morelos looked up for it.
Yeah, big time. I actually hopped on here myself just to see a few look at the comments before we came on, and one of them said that it was papering over the cracks today and it wasn't really a 5-0. I thought we should have been 3-0 up at half-time. I thought Kent was superb. He was a different man than he was on Wednesday. He seemed to... You could tell he was putting the effort in on Wednesday, but nothing was sticking for him, and you know, he didn't change. He was very stubborn, whereas today he was a lot more flexible. And I just thought he was so much better on the ball, so much more confident.
Yeah, it's almost like they've come out a bit of the wounded animal that someone was saying earlier. I thought Bassey, you know, Bassey's a young guy, he's still learning. I know he's probably, what is he, 22, 21, something like that. His ball to Kent was some. I mean, we know Bassey went backwards with that the other night, and that may have been a tactical thing, but his confidence is... Bassey's confidence is not in question to play a ball like that for Kent, and then Morelos to get that goal. The fans were going wild.
Yeah, I think Bassey, he almost reminds me of, obviously there's similarities for me between him and like the likes of David Luiz, a defender that is all right at defending, but his pass is just so much better. You always think, like, you almost give the shout as to, you know, could he be a midfielder? I think Bassey was good today. I thought, you know, he had a couple of bits where he's just, you know, taking a thought away and thought it was a bit easier than it was, especially that one in the second half where he tries to head it back to McGregor. But I thought he was good. And like I say, I think his passing is probably the best part of his game. He can take people on. He's got good strength. So, yeah, he's young, but it was a much needed change from Wednesday. And he definitely showed why he deserved to be there.
It did. You Alex... This is the Rangers rabble. See, the comments are always wild. People, it's the whole point Martin started this up, because everyone has such a different opinion, and you know that, even just in the chat. Different opinions just between all of us. But we could have been 3-0 up in the first half. It's not slight, but when the Hearts came out in the second half, they came at us for the first 5-10 minutes. Going back to the end of the first half, Ryan Kent was involved in everything. They set up Morelos' first. He possibly could have had two himself, or the first one Morelos could have tapped in.
Yeah, I think Morelos thought it was going in, and he didn't want to steal it from Kent. And he sees it. It a little bit late. I actually think he sees it a little bit late because it goes through the boy's legs. But I also think Morelos thinks it's going in, and you know, he's a greedy bastard.
He
usually does tap that in, but I actually think either, because you know, his hands in his air when the ball's going past him, so I think he's either thought, this is going in, and if I tap it, it's going to go back towards the keeper. Or, you know, he's not seen it until it's too late.
People are talking about Kent's chance. There is a bit of chat about Ryan Kent where this perhaps is the part of his game which might hold him back from getting to that top half Prem team, something like that, as he's finishing. A lot, you see these elite players, Alex, they would just put that in the bottom corner. Twice he'd done it. The second one, I thought, I'm not calling it a sitter, but he should have scored.
Yeah, he should have scored. But, you know, in contrast to that, he made the chance. And he made so many chances. And that's what other players lack that he has, is the ability to lose a few and then come out and win even more. You know, he's never shy. He's never shy. You know, he from Wednesday's hiding, Kent will have absolutely taken that and gone, I'm going to go and be 10 times better. That's what he'll been telling himself. I'm going to go and show exactly why, you know, and make everyone eat what they were saying on Wednesday. And he did. He showed that he is an absolutely incredible asset for us to have. I thought, again, on the ball, he was brilliant. But off the ball, you know, first 5 minutes, I was saying he was the only man that wasn't really pressing. After that, I seen him make 3-4 big tackles in our own half. He was coming back, he was making the tackles, and then he was going up with the ball. Like I say, 3 or 4. I think another one that was there was the Lundstrom chance on the edge where he doesn't hit it and he just keeps dribbling. I think he doesn't want to hit Arfield. And Arfield, it's just a little bit of a mix-up, and luckily it's not cost us anything. But
yeah, that was probably half-time, because we're going at half-time. We probably felt that he should have been ahead. Just on that, the comments are going wild again. Just thank everybody for joining in. Folks, in your comments, you are already at like Sakala's goal. So we're only at 1-0 at half-time here. But just thanks to everybody. As you know, we're live on YouTube as per usual. We're always with our match reactions. We do our preview shows the before it, and we record them, and there's so much going on. Just want to thank everybody who supports us and thanks us, and likes us, sorry, and shares us. There's a lot of yous out there in the Rangers Rabble community supporting. There's a lot of everybody's out here supporting all the Rangers fan media. We know we've got Patreon and YouTube subscriptions on the go as well. So if anybody fancies some of that and listen to us again, please do. It's, you know, £2 upwards a month. It's the price of a, not even the price of a coffee. So we came out at half time. And I thought we probably, I will say it. I thought, oh, here we go. We've kind of come out and laboured for the first 10 minutes, Alex.
Yeah, I put in the chat, the wee Rabble chat that we have, I put in it saying it was, you know, almost a carbon copy of Hearts at home last time, where we had, what, 27 shots?
Yeah.
And we go and draw one all. We weren't taking the chances. And although we were good, I would say, the only difference was we were much better off the ball in this game than we were in that game. When we came out in the second half, it was exactly that carbon copy, that 10 minutes that, you know, we seemed to just not wake up yet. And Hearts did. Hearts knew, you know, if there's going to be a lapse of concentration, you've got to go now, because the chances, you know, the first 15 minutes and the last 15 minutes of a half, or the first 5 minutes and last 5 minutes of a half is where, you know, the underdogs get the big chances to go and scrape something, because it's just that lapse of concentration. And you saw it, I think there's maybe a little bit of mix-up with a few of the things, and it's not just, you know, a lapse of concentration and that. It's a bit of a mix-up. It's not exactly a lack of effort, sorry. It's just a bit of a mix-up. But again, Hearts came out the better side, and you are sitting there thinking, oh God, you know, when's this? It's going to go 1-1 before it's going to go 2-0. And the second goal was absolutely needed.
I mean, talk to us about it, Alex. Aldo seems a class finish.
The whole goal was just, I tell you what, it was, wow. Just, I knew, to be honest, I don't want to get onto the other goals yet, because we'll get to them in time. But see, that second goal was just, it was so Morelos. He plays it off the Hearts defender. Like, he absolutely, because he can use that to his strength.
He's always done that.
The guy has, like, magnets for feet, you know? Like, the ball just bounces back to him. And his strength is brilliant. His finish on his left. It reminded me of the one against Porto.
Yeah.
Where he curled it in. And one like that to beat Craig Gordon, who, again, he made a couple decent saves today. Yeah. So, and he, like I said, I think there was a stat in the first half that he'd made 100 saves already this season, and so far clear of all the other goalkeepers.
Yeah.
Beautiful finish. Just
he's been beautiful. You need to give Hearts and Gordon their due. He's been the best keeper in the league this season.
Yeah,
the saves he's making. He might concede more goals, but he has been making saves. Let's not get it wrong either. I mean, Morelos probably could have had a hat-trick, couldn't he? Gordon does make a couple of saves, doesn't he?
Well, you can see the first ball over the top, I think it's about 5 minutes in, it might even been less than that. The first ball over the top, looks like Kingsley's going to get there with absolute ease. Or Civic, I think it was, that was going to get with absolute ease. Morelos just pushes him off, brushes him off, and then he keeps going. And Kingsley, like, he actually pushes Kingsley a little bit, and that's what wins Rangers the corner. And then we go on, Gordon makes a good save. And that Morelos was brilliant from start to finish. I thought he was such a difference, you know. He is that, he doesn't just pull the ball to his feet, you know, and make that little bit of, because he can come deep and make the passes. He does that. He's absolutely outstanding at that. He brings defenders to him. Even when the ball is in our half and they have it, somebody wants to get close to him. You notice him so much more because of his presence. Morales is brilliant. The only one I'll say that, you know, he probably should have had a hat-trick, could have had a hat-trick. I really wanted Arfield to pass it to him.
Yeah.
Arfield's not going to. He's not going to. Why would you? You know, you've got to go and take your own chances, but I really wanted him to pass it to him.
We spoke about this at in the previous show, or you weren't on the previous show on Friday, weren't you? But we spoke about we spoke about the presence, didn't we? No, you weren't on it Friday.
No, I wasn't on it, but I watched. I watched.
Well, you watched it. So we spoke about his presence, and you've just nailed it, mate. It's not that. It's that the defenders are thinking, where is he? What's he doing? Or Morelos is niggling with him, running. I mean, after the way the Hearts defenders were bouncing off him, Morelos came, he looked hungry, he looked angry. It was like a caged animal. Me and Kerr spoke of this. Is he going to be like a caged? And he's a lot. The caged animal of Morelos, 2 years, 3 years ago, would have been coming, fighting, arguing, getting booked, sent off. He's more poised and understands what he can do with his body, Alex, and just what a focal point to have.
Yeah. Well, just can I say, I hope the Colombian manager is on the phone to him right now apologising.
Yeah.
I really hope he is, because he's gone and he's not played a single game for them. They've lost them all. He comes home, you know, they didn't score a single goal. He comes home and he's done a brilliant performance. So I hope if he hasn't phoned Morelos to apologise, saying, listen, if I'm not going to start you, I shouldn't have taken you because, you know, you've got the quality and you need to be playing. Then Morelos needs to have phoned him and gone, I told you so. I told you I'm a good player, you know, because he is. He's good enough for that Colombia team and he brings something different. And my God, he's just, I'm so glad that he is back. Because every time he's out, for whatever reason it is, you see how much we miss him. We have quality players like Roof. I think Roof is a good player. He's good experience, but he's not Morelos.
No,
he doesn't have Morelos' physical side. He doesn't have Morelos' presence.
What CGM saying there? Morelos leads the line, and it gives us that bit of bite. It just everything kind of grows on what Morelos is doing up top. So it is great to have him back, and his two goals are brilliant. His celebration's excellent. There's a lot I'm talking about who's man of the match. And I know one man's getting mentioned. We are going to speak about John Lundstrom. Just let me just get to the goals, and then we'll speak about man of the matches and good performers. Lundstrom's come in for a lot of heat. I've given him a bit of heat as well. But 3-0. Kamara got the third one, didn't he?
Wow.
I'll let me talk about Glenn, right? I get slagged on here because I've wrote an article about Glenn Kamara, right? And fucking Martin didn't publish it. And they say I've got Sergen. They lost it in translation. So I published it on a wee WordPress myself, right? And I've been Glenn Kamara's biggest fan since day one. I was one of the only ones who thought when they got him, he was an app. Because I'd seen people speak about him, right? So I'm a bit biased because I thought Kamara played all right in the first half. I thought he was one of our better players against Celtic, as in 4 out of 10, right? That's what I'm meaning. No. He's dropped. I was disappointed. However, he deserved, because we've come on and played well. He comes on. We've heard a lot of stuff happening in the background. Like perhaps he's getting asked to be something to do with the Cadell incident. There's some sort of case going on that he needs to go and give evidence to or something. Maybe, I don't know what's going on, if you know about that, but it comes on. What a finish. We've never seen this.
Well, I'll go back to the initial point. Is I think he needed a drop, not because of his lack of ability or how he played. He just looked a little bit worried. And I think off the ball, and he just looked worried. That was it. It was simple as he just looked worried, and he didn't look, you know, he didn't have that fight in him. And that's why he had to be subbed. And I'll say, drop today is just a bit of a wake up call for him. He comes on, and that's exactly what it is. Kamara has never ever for Rangers lacked composure. He's never lacked composure. So for him to do that, you know, he's not the kind of player that. The midfielder that just goes through and scores an absolute worldie in terms of smashing it into the top corner. That is Kamara's game. You know, he cuts it back, absolutely brilliant. He sent the defender. I was looking at the other end of the living room thinking the ball was going over there. So it was just brilliant. He cut it back, put it in the other corner. It was quality, just quality.
It's again shows a wee bit of we're asking for a reaction. And I think Kamara's, and that's what football managers are all about. And coaches, you know. He's dropped Kamara, a guy who we spoke about Goldson and Kamara, but since Kamara's come in, these two guys they always play. So it's always been a wee bolt to the blue. So I think coming on, getting that goal, everything that might be going on, there seems to be other stuff going on in the background, which is probably in his head. But I was so chuffed for him. What a goal, what a finish. Outstanding. Good to see him get a goal. I think it's only second goal at Ibrox since he signed. But we were, people saying that after Wednesday, we were angry and hungry. Totally agree. Scotty Arfield gets his goal. I'm not going to be negative about it, but is there talk about Morelos impeding Gordon at one point there?
Nah, he's not. You know, he's behind Gordon. Gordon can't see him. He's not even thinking he's there. Morelos gets out of the way of the ball quick enough. But the word to describe Scotty every game is tenacious. He doesn't stop, whether he's lost five ball in a row or whatever, or even that one, you say, you know, it's probably, you know, Morelos takes that first shot, and if it bounces past him, he's probably got a wee bit of stroppy, and he's waiting for the ball to bounce back to him, whereas Arfield takes that extra step back, and he knows now that he has to, you know, he wants the second snapshot, and he does, and he gets the goal, which I thought was just, again, he doesn't stop. He's like a wee puppy. He's brilliant.
Talk of a new contract. We need to give Scotty Arfield at least another year, don't we?
Yeah, I think Balogun as well. I would be giving Balogun another year. Even if it's just as backup, I'd be giving him another year.
See the Morelos layoff? Was that the Morelos layoff? Was that for the fourth or fifth goal? I can't even remember now. Morelos flicks round the corner. Was that for the fifth goal?
No, the fifth?
Wasn't it?
Pardon?
Arfield's goal was the one where Morelos... Yeah,
no, I think it... Well, he's involved in that one as well, but he gets the assist for the Kamara goal, doesn't he? He flicks it through to Kamara. Yeah.
One of the ones I thought... apologies, man, I'm stuttering here. Kamara is becoming so good at not only defending in our own box at corners, but also he's not coming too deep anymore, but it's this little touch he does round the corner sets so many...
Kamara's brain is ahead of his feet. You know, before he's made that pass, he already knows where if he's going to make a run. Or, you know, I quite often see Kamara making his pass, and as he's making the pass, he's telling the next player, or he's pointing in the direction for that player to make the next pass, because he's seen that and he knows it's a little bit easier for them. He's got some footballing brain on Kamara, and he obviously makes that run, and it was a brilliant run. You know, I've never seen Kamara get up to such pace. So, like I say, his footballing brain is really good. Before he's even passed the ball away, he knows where he's going and where the ball's going.
It's rounded off by the happiest man in this PFL. But again, that was another cracking goal. Every goal.
Kent was so, he was just so fast. Yeah. Kent is a rapid player, but you know, that's the kind of ones that you see sometimes, and especially when you're 4-0 up and there's a bit of, you know, we're 4-0 up, and that's the kind of ones that some players take the extra touch, you know, and just kind of slow the game down in the middle, wait for a pass or whatever, and try and get the passing play in that. He just bombs down that line because he knows he can. And I actually think he tries to find Aaron Ramsey, and Sakala takes it, and it's a poacher's goal. But you know, you have to be there to score them, and Sakala's good at that. So
he's a great option to have, the wee man. And I just feel like this season, he's, the longer it's going on, he's starting to find his feet. And even if that is as an impact player at this moment in time, he's starting to find his feet. And I think he's got a big future and a massive part to play in this running, Sakala.
Yeah, big time. I think he's the kind of player that, like you say, he's got that versatility where he can play off the striker as well. And he's fast. He's fast. That's the reason that in that instance, you know, if Morelos has Sakala's pace, he's up there. You know, he's up there because he wants the goal. Sakala's there with Kent. Kent's rapid. Sakala's there. He's the extra option. He's fast. He's versatile because he can play on both sides. I think he can play on the right, he can play on the left, just off of the striker. His first touch maybe needs a little bit of improvement, but you can't take anything away from his finishing.
A lot of people say, someone said that there, you know, a bit of the natural novos about him, and I perhaps agree with that. What I would say, the celebration, and I think everybody's loving this wee guy, his celebration. And I've seen a couple of people saying, is he taking the piss out of Morelos? He certainly is not. He's doing the knee slide, he's putting, he's laughing. I think he'd done the Arfield salute a couple of weeks ago or something like that as well.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, it reminds me of that. You know when Sadio Mane went through that phase at Liverpool where he just copied everything Bobby Firmino did? So Callum's doing that, you know, he's done the wee the salute, and if he's copying Morales' celebration, that's more to say, look at me, Morales, not to take the piss. I think he's more being like, you know, Morales and my mate. I think he just wants to be everyone's friend, and
yeah,
you can see him being, he's the kind of guy that, you know, he would say something that is completely not funny whatsoever, and just his smile and everything would make everybody just so happy and laugh at everything. He's just that kind of guy.
Yeah, he has. See, you play for Rangers, think about through me growing up, and even you as well, as we've had mad characters that have always played for us. He just seems to be another one. So I think he'll do absolutely fantastic. There was, before we move on, there was one man who came off the bench, got a little bit of a cameo, which Ali was talking about, Steve Davis. It was rare to see Stephen playing today, but he has had a few injuries and he's been a bit unfit. Getting him some minutes in him, he'll have a massive impact in the running as well, Alex.
Yeah, that's it. What Davis brings that other players can't bring, and it's through no fault of their own, is experience. The guy's been in this position before. You know, he's been in a title race before for us. So he could be that calm head in the midfield, you know, that says, this is what they're going to do. But you don't focus on what they're going to do, because, you know, if we take maximum points from all our games, who cares? We win the league then. You know, we have to just be our best selves. And I think he's that level-headed one that, you know, the games like Hearts, Aberdeen, Hibs, where tackles are flying in, especially at 0-0 or, you know, 1-0, tackles are flying in. He's the guy who can, you know, kind of sort it out, and also just keep everyone's head and say, you know what, the way we'll get the laugh up on them is not by two-footing them, it's by going and absolutely hammering them.
Yeah. Okay, folks, we've covered the goals. We're not going to go too much longer, but I want to speak about who we think, well, I'm going to speak about a few players who we think was man of the match. We'll finish it off at that. But if I start at the back, and you just called for him to get a new deal, Leon Balogun was impressive today. Made an absolutely fantastic tackle, which he got booked for, which shows terrible inconsistency from the ref, which we're no surprised about. The ref was getting pelters after the crowd, and I'm glad. But Balogun played really well and looked good.
Yeah, I just thought, like, you know, for a guy that's his first start since returning, obviously gets the 45 minutes against Celtic, but, you know, that's his first start since returning from injury. For a guy that's just back from an injury, he didn't look out of place at all. You know, he wasn't rusty. He looked like he'd been playing him week out for that. And any time that the ball was going a little bit beyond, he's got the pace, he's got the desire to go back. And he throws in tackles on the ground, and he seems to win them all. He's so good on the ground. You know, he gets a few standing tackles. And I'd say Goldson, with his standing tackle and just his pure strength, is brilliant. But on the ground, Balogun can, you know, he can just get the ball away from people's feet so well. Maybe it's just that little bit of desire. And yes, I'd like to see him get an extension. Again, even if it's a backup, he's an option that certainly has proved his worth.
Yeah, I agree. I think the big call in the middle of the park, I mean, the one we were maybe a bit surprised about, but he had an absolutely fantastic game. He probably is touching on man of the match. We'll ask that at the end, who people think in the comments. But I've already seen it at the start. Was John Lindstrom. And I know you're a fan of him. I've been a bit critical. Sometimes it's hard to let go. This guy should have come up and just be throwing it because he came from the Prem. But people do take their time to get up and running, don't they? But Lindstrom played well today, and it's been a good call by Van Bronckhorst, I think.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing again, that you see in Lindstrom, even when he wasn't performing, and then he obviously had that five games at the end of Gerrard's era where, you know, he got man of the match, like, pretty much every single one. Yeah. Even if we weren't performing, he was. The guy always puts the team first, and he absolutely fights for the badge. Absolutely. Like, I've seen it, you know, I think it was when we drew 1-1 against Hearts last time, and he comes in and he does his interview, and they say, well, listen, you scored a good goal, and you played really well today. But I don't care. I really don't care, because we drew. We've dropped 2 points. It's not good enough. So he gets it. He gets it in that way. And you could see there was a few times today, I think we went on a mad run in the first half, and he loses the ball, wins it back. It's kind of 50-50, and then he wins it back again. You know, he keeps flying in, and he can take people on. He's got a bit of strength. I really think that Lundstrom, if he's not in that defensive role, if he's a bit more box-to-box, you know, free-flowing, I think he's a good player, and he's a big asset, could be a big asset between now and the end of the season.
I think so. I don't want to labour. All what I say else about Ramsey was, it's good to see him. He came on and got, what did he get, 10 minutes, quarter of an hour or something like that. He got a run-in, see the fans, So now it's time to move on with Aaron Ramsey. But the thing is, we don't see him start the next game, do you, against Hibs, Alex? Because
I think that's it. Like you were going to say there, who do you take out? And who do you take out? Because again, if you're going to take anyone out, listen, Ramsey, a quality player, and his ability can command a place in the team, and they've got training between now and then. But why, you know, we've just beat Hearts 5-0. It was a convincing win. And listen, Sean Maloney and Hibs are having a really tough time, but there's no doubt they'll show up on Wednesday night because they do. It's their cup final.
Yeah, Alex, Aberdeen, they're another club. Dundee United, Hibs, they turn up against us. Ryan Jack, another man for me who's come in and responded really well. He's been out for a long, long time. Ryan Jack got a great, became an amazing player during his time out. Everybody's calling for him back. He's actually proven coming back in that he's an absolutely fantastic player. Again, another one who could put his hand up for man of the match today.
Yeah, he's got the grit, hasn't he? That's what he's got. He's got that determination. That grit to, and he's so calm on the ball. You always see him, like, there's certain players that you kind of, your heart starts to beat a little bit when they go to make the forward pass, or they go to make that big switch, and you're thinking, well, this is just going either out of play or straight to their fullback. But he's so assured on the ball. I'm never worried about Ryan Jack losing. I don't know why, what it is about him, but whether it's his confidence or, you know, because he's proved it time in and time out, he's just so, like, he can make them big switches. He can do the little passes too. He can win the ball back. He's an all-round midfielder. You know, he obviously has a shot in him as well. A bit of a rusty one against today at the edge of the box, but he does have a shot in him. We've seen it before. So, yeah. Like I say, I think there's probably a little bit more talk on Ryan Jack's performance today if Lundstrom didn't perform so well. Yeah. Because I think Jack was good as well.
I think Jack played really well. I've just put it in the comments, folks. Let's know. We'll just finish this off. Who's man of the match? And I know Lundstrom and that had a good shout, but Morelos seems to be the one everyone's going for. Alex, who's your man of the match?
Morelos. Yeah, big time. I think the thing is, it has to be Morelos or Lundstrom. And they're two players that have come in and you know, you can look and go, wow. You know, if they were there on Wednesday night, what could have been different? I think Morelos was just superb. I thought he absolutely was, like you said, and there was the comment, we looked angry at ourselves and we took it out on Hearts and gave him a beating. And one man that comes in and, you know, he's got to prove his worth. He always proves his worth. The guy that's come back from international duty and he's not played, he's not just proving a point to them, he's proving how vital he is to us. He comes back and, you know, Gio or somebody's maybe giving him a shout and gone, listen, you know, we've probably had a tough time in front of goals recently. We're not getting the luck. It's not bouncing back. Morelos is that guy that, you know, he's going to go out there and go, okay, now you've got to go and start me against Hibs, because he loves Ryan Porteous. You know, that's just his best.
Yeah. Player, so. I can't be bothered speaking about that guy after that. I'm on, thank God. Just to say, one of a good old friend of mine, my Papa Gillis, he's called Morelos man of the match. He's got no clue about football anyway, so we'll maybe just skip by him, Alan Gillis. Maybe a clue, mate. Thomas Skinner again, he's saying Alfie as well. Cut a shout for Andy Halliday. I thought that was a nice touch by Rangers today. I don't think the crowd would have called it that. Should it have been 1-0 or we were drawing?
Yeah.
But it was nice to see that.
Yeah, I seen a reaction on Twitter and somebody said that it was embarrassing, and it's a laugh. You know, he's an ex-Rangers player. We're 4-0 up. He always, even in the media now when he's not at Rangers, he is a Rangers fan, you know, and that's who he talks about. That's his expert subject. It's a laugh. You know, the game was finished by that point. We're going on and we're more likely to score a few more. I said, I hope that he, you know, gave away a penalty and then put it away himself to make it 5-0 the Rangers. So,
guys, folks, ladies, it's good to get react the way we did today. It doesn't. I'm still hurting from Wednesday night, Alex. I take it you're still hurting as well.
It's a weird one. I feel like because of the matter of it all, and the way that we had to bounce back today, I was a little bit calmer knowing that it was Hearts at the weekend and not Ross County. Ross County or Dundee or somebody like that, because personally I think you need a big reaction against a big team.
Yeah.
And having Hearts and Hibs lined up, I would have preferred one of them rather than having Dundee or Ross County personally, because listen, let's say we go and beat Dundee 5-0 today. Let's say we put in that performance against Dundee. A lot of people still give scrutiny to the players, and you don't get the same shout and it's not the same reaction. And that's something that you need to be on your side. You need the reaction of our support to be on your side. And you get that with a 5-0 win against Hearts. I mean, I remember we were going through a little bit of a goal-scoring form under Gerrard in 2019, and we put 5 past Hearts as well. And Shea Ojo played absolutely unreal. And the atmosphere was just brilliant. You know, against Hearts, who, especially this season, you've got to say, they're the standout. They're the best at a rest. It's definitely, we're ready for this. That's what it looks like anyway.
I think the massive thing is, what I would say is we are. There's a massive reaction today. This is what we expected. This is what we wanted as Rangers fans, and we got what we wanted. I was worried. We all were worried. But the reaction has been fantastic after Wednesday. We put that to bed now. We're now in a title race. We are in a title race. The other side of Glasgow perhaps think it's... Basically, I think they think they're going to win it and it's all over. We're in a title race now. It's time for us to fight and play like that every single game, which... Curry Munch will be saying earlier as well, and we'll be close, we'll be there or thereabouts. So it's been a massive, what's now 14 games to go, Alex? A big, massive
few games. 14 or 13. There's still a quarter of the season. There's still over a quarter of the season to go. You know, people need to listen. It was a sore one to take, but people need to just chill out a little bit on that result, because there is still a lot of football to be played. And if it happened again today, I'm happy for you to jump in the back and call it out. Absolutely call out the poor performance. But one thing I won't have, I don't know if there's anybody in the comments that will disagree or that, is the Gio out. I'm not having it. Give him some time. No one was saying it in December, were they?
Yeah, but Alex, okay, let's quickly... I'm mad in already. 5 minutes on that. I'm not Gio out at all. I was worried in the lead up to this game today because our tactics have been really passive. Whereas today, it's almost like the shackles are off. And that's either the players saying that's not happening to us again, or there's been a few little tactical tweaks. And did you see that?
Yeah, both ways. I think you're right with both points there. There was a little bit of tactical tweaks, and absolutely the players just went out and go, I'm not having this, It's exactly the reaction to show. I think Scott Arfield said in his pre-match conference when he was on it, the guys are in there, they're hurting, but they know now that we've got to get over that. We've got to get over ourselves and go and put a reaction out there. And they did.
We got that.
Yeah.
And there's people getting home from the game now, trying to tune in, but we're just going to end it there, folks. It's a short one, just me and Alex. There's only so much we can speak about here, Alex, isn't there? I just want to thank everybody for watching and in the comments. Title race is on. We've reacted well. We're a point behind. Rangers play that like that in every single game now to the end of the season, and the title's ours. Still a long, long way to go, but great reaction, great result. Rangers 5, Heart of Midlothian 0. Morelos with 2, and an assist gets Rangers rabble man of the match, without a doubt. But big performances all round. And good to see, I think it's good for the manager as well. Good to see a bit more forward thinking. No more horseshoe tactics at the back. But it looked really, really good, Alex. So thanks for coming on, bud. Appreciate your help today.
Yeah, cheers. Well, they've got the best looking two rabble members on. So a bit of luck for them today.
Good lad. Right, folks, thanks for listening in, and we'll see you all for a midweek pod on Tuesday, as per normal, as of forever, and we'll preview the Hibs game during that time, and on Wednesday we'll do a Hibs match reaction, but I'm away for a few days, so you will not see my face now until goodness knows when. So
I expect a suntan on your back.
Nah, no way, no way. Thanks for joining us, folks. Have a good evening. Podcast Network.